80,000 members spread over 132 countries. Soroptimist International is an organisation that works at a local, national and international level aiming to educate, empower and enable opportunities for women and girls. There are branches all over the globe, one of which is based in the Harrogate district. Stray FM met Pat Shaw, current president of the Harrogate and District Soroptimists, who explained a little more about the group.
We've got probably about 35 members, varying ages, and we get involved in lots of projects which are both local and international. So currently working with things like the Refuge, Contact the Elderly, projects abroad, such as we're working with Pretoria on education children's projects, because education, children, young people is one of the things that we do like to get involved in.
Every year in March, the world celebrates International Women's Day, and the Soroptimists of the Harrogate District mark the day to recognise young women who have made a difference. Sandra Fryer, the Press and Publicity Officer, has some more details.
Yes, we've actually been doing what we call a Woman in the Community Award, and the reason why we did this was to reward and encourage young people who are giving service to the community, and to raise our profile amongst the younger generation. We invited applicants from women and girls who were aged between 16 and 25 and that were resident or domiciled in the Harrogate District and Wetherby. And we wanted to hear about women and girls who have carried out work or activity or some project, and in doing so have contributed to the community either at home or abroad, and they've actually made a difference to a group of people or a single person.
The fact that the awards were held on International Women's Day, which dates back a very long time, was by no means an accident.
So International Women's Day is on the 8th of March every year, and it's one of the most significant days in a Soroptimist's diary. It gives all women an opportunity to celebrate their economic, political, cultural and social achievements. And the first International Women's Day in 1908, when a group of 15,000 women marched on the streets of New York demanding their rights.
I went along to the Women in the Community Awards in Harrogate to hear from some of the members about why they think it's so important. Sylvia Purser explains what the awards and the work that the Soroptimists do is all about.
What we're really trying to do is to empower women and girls so that they can come through to their full potential. And the centre of our work is our programme action work, but there are many aspects to the club. You know, you can come and take part in these worldwide organisation things and fundraising and so on, but there's also a social side to belonging.
Well, as you can hear, the piano has recently started since we've been talking, so the awards are going to be a lot of fun. They're going to be really good, a real celebration. Thank you so much for talking to us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Deputy Chief Constable Lisa Winwood from North Yorkshire Police was the guest speaker at the event, and she explained how she came to be there.
I think there's a lot of contacts across our partnership agencies and the fantastic work that Soroptimists do to support people in the community. And I think through word of mouth, they were looking for a lady to come and speak, given it's International Women's Day to celebrate. And I was very fortunate in the Police and Crime Commissioner made me aware of the event, and I volunteered to speak. I want to speak about safeguarding of women and children in today's society and how there's an opportunity for everybody to help and support people in the community, and particularly with it being International Women's Day, how we can support women to support themselves and to safeguard women from harm in society.
This year, two young women were chosen as joint winners of the Women in the Community Awards, the first of which was Amy Honeysett.
It's really nice to be recognised for doing something in the community. Don't really go around telling everybody what I do all the time, so it's nice to have an opportunity to say, actually, this is what I've been doing, and it does make a difference, and I'm really proud of what I do. Over the past 3 years, I've been volunteering in a number of different places. So I've been a Samaritan at the Harrogate branch of Samaritans. I've been a guide leader at Sick Harrogate Guides, and I've been a children's bereavement support worker at Just Be. At the very beginning, it was because I needed some experience. I had finished university and I didn't know what I wanted to do for a career, so I thought I'd do some volunteering. And then I got sucked in and had a blast and got really invested and had a great time. Lovely people, really believed in what we were doing, and I just couldn't leave.
Unfortunately, the second winner couldn't be there to collect her award, but Eileen Bogue from Harrogate Grammar School collected it on her behalf.
It's on behalf of Ellen Young. She's a student in the Lower Sixth at Harrogate Grammar School, and she's been very involved with charities there for a number of years. She's been on the charities committee. But 3 years ago, or about that time, she had an idea, and the idea was to set up a food bank in the school. It went to Médecins Sans Frontières and other places, and now every month she collects food that's been donated by the school and the children and the parents, which is absolutely wonderful. Ellen is a remarkable young woman in all sorts of ways, so I'm not surprised. I taught her as a year 7, as an 11 year old, and then into year 8, and she's just remarkable.
So a huge congratulations to Amy Honeysett and Ellen Young, joint winners of this year's Women in the Community Awards. But it's not just once a year that the Soroptimists of the Harrogate District are hard at work. Andrea Trimmer, another Soroptimist attending the event, talked about the activity of the group.
It's a very mixed group. Most have been in for many years. The group itself, it doesn't matter what age you are, some of the people are so inspiring to do the work. And you can choose as to what element you want to be involved and how much you want to be involved. And I think what's different about us is that we're very proactive. We are about action rather than just about coming each week for a speaker, which is nothing wrong with that type of club whatsoever, but if you're somebody who wants to actually be involved in supporting an area within women and children, this is the organisation.
Now, the group may be based in Harrogate, but the work that these women do does not only go nationally, but internationally. Pat Shaw, this year's president of the group, explained that they chose a slightly different theme this year and told me about the focus.
Well, I wanted to get away from specific fundraising, and I actually wanted us to get involved in service work. And one of our projects at the moment is around Meru in Kenya, and we're actually enabling women over there to set up their own market gardens. Oh. So they can actually grow produce, feed the family, but then sell on produce to other people to make a living. So we kick-started that project by developing a Kenyan garden at the flower show, the autumn flower show.
Wow.
Which went down extremely well. And we've raised, at the moment, £1,600 for that project, which will enable at least 5 market gardens to be set up. One of the important things about Soroptimist is that we do have consultative status at the United Nations through the United Kingdom Economic and Social Council. And so whatever we do, whatever information we collect, the things that we uncover about women and children is all fed into the United Nations, and that's a really worthwhile aspect of our work.
It's powerful, that.
Very.
The Harrogate District Soroptimists meet every first and third Wednesday of the month at the White Hart Hotel in Harrogate. And Sandra Fryer can tell you how to get in touch if you'd like some more information.
Come along to one of our meetings or contact us through our email, which is sihandd@hotmail.co.uk, or visit our website, which is sigby.org/Harrogate, to find out a bit more.